Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who showed up for the honor flight. Again, very well done. I have not heard back from anybody. Gary, have you heard back from anybody from the organization as far as their input from us?
No, I haven't. I did talk to the head of the organization afterwards and told him to keep us on his speed dial, and said that he would. What happened there, I don't know. There are other flights that go out, other cities in Iowa and across the country. So, who knows? I would like to thank everyone that was able to participate as well. It was a fabulous experience. We had a very large audience, and we made a very big impression. The only negative thing I heard is somebody said, boy, you guys were loud. Well, that has to do with the sound system.
You know, yeah, we'll turn your hearing aids down.
How many likes on Facebook?
The one thing that occurs to me was that this all happened because I had experienced it, and I knew somebody, and somebody knew somebody, and somebody knew somebody, and I made a call and just kept following up the chain until I got to the guy that I was pitching the idea to, and he liked it and bought it. But the point is that we all know somebody. We all know somebody who knows somebody. And we need opportunities like this. Just grab the opportunity, run with it, see what happens. We had a children's group that did the principal golf tournament. I don't begrudge them that. But, you know, there's an opportunity. There's a big music festival in Waterworks Park at the end of this month. I don't know what they're doing or what, whether it would work, but there's opportunity all over the place. So everybody needs to recognize them and jump on the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary, for following all those hard hours, long hours, and emails back and forth on that, too. So appreciate you spearheading that. Coming up in a couple weeks, June 17th, you may have seen the Facebook posting, Beer, Beef, and Barbershop. It will be on the 17th at 6 to...
I'm looking at it right now. I don't remember. It is...
6 to 8:30, 6 to 9.
Trying to find it. Where is it?
We have the place until 9.
Okay. So we have it at Legion Park, West Des Moines.
6 until dark.
This is a recruiting guest night.
6 to 8:30.
So, have a chief cook right here. He's voluntold. But I appreciate you stepping up there, Lyle, to help us out. Some others have been reached out, too, as far as things like that. We have a young gentleman that Brenda's been in contact with who initiated that Facebook page, who's willing. He's got the whole evening planned out as far as activities, mingling activities, tags, whatever. We'll probably work on some things as well with the folks who come. But I'm stressing right now, and I'm asking that everybody invite somebody.
And actually, I'm going to do something that we don't usually do. If you got smartphones, can you get on Facebook right now? Go to the Harmony Delegation Chorus Facebook page, okay? Hopefully you've got that at your fingertips real quick. But it should be, once you get to the page, you'll see an event that says Beer, Beef, and Barbershop. Okay? Click on that little event posting, and then it's got an interested, a going, and a share. Okay? Now, it's a regular Monday night. Okay? So, hopefully, all of us can actually be there. If you would please check going, if you're going to be there, that would be great. And then do the share. And you might as well just share it. When you click share, it's going to give you some options. You know, share with who do you want to share it with. You can invite individually. I think there's also a way that you can, just shoot it out to a bunch of people. But what we want to do is target people that we want to have come and sing with us. This is a great way for them to get some free food, a great way for them to meet us, to have some fun singing some tags, and hopefully, through us kind of talking, getting to know them, that's a relationship builder that allows us to invite them to come to Monday nights, and hopefully they will follow through. But if we have an event set up on Facebook and only three people say they're going, is that going to encourage other people to want to join the parade? Of course not. So we need all of you to go in there and click, I'm going, so that it looks like there's a bunch of people going and other people will want to join in on our fun. Does that make sense? Cool? And then share that. Share that all around. Share it with all your friends. We don't even care if they're non-singing friends, because your non-singing friends might know other people. Okay? So spread the word. We want to have tons of people there. Okay? Any questions about that?
They're not going to even find how many delegations for us. Wait, yes, I just did.
Got it? Perfect.
It's on the private buy, huh?
Harmony Delegation Chorus.
If you start, if you go to Pride of Iowa, it doesn't. That's what I said.
And then events,
is that what you said?
You can go to events, otherwise you can just scroll down to the post, and it's the, I believe it's the top post there too. But if you click on events, you'll see our
barbershop.
Yeah, Beef, Beer, and Barbershop.
Hopefully it's not harvesting. You don't have a problem.
I thought I'd already do it.
It's not available.
Well, I said I was interested, I guess.
Your flip phone won't do that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. So that's coming up in a couple weeks, so mark that on your calendars. Again, yes, let's have a great turnout. Let's have some great fun. It is a fun evening. That's all we're going to do. It's a nice and relaxed evening.
Well, it's interesting.
And so, please keep that in mind. And if you haven't noticed already from our song selections for tonight, we are also getting out the word for music for Christmas, the Christmas show. It'll be December 14th at West Des Moines Christian. December 14th, again, we're looking at two shows, 2 and 7. At this point, we have been asked as a chorus to prepare four songs.
And six, if you include the SATV.
And then the two combined choruses, yeah. Oh Holy Night will be one of them, and there's another one that'll be coming up that Nathan has suggested. Still plenty of room for quartets, VLQs, things like that to participate. So,
where's it at?
West Des Moines Christian.
Same place as last year.
West Des Moines Christian Church in West Des Moines. Right off the... So... Also, in the theme of getting music together, we also started looking at music for next year's show. We're looking at songs from the mid-70s to the early 80s. So that means Queen, Elton John. We're going to kind of go with that theme from Bohemian Rhapsody and the new Elton John movie. Kind of keep that genre going. Electric Orchestra, Donna Summer, things of that nature. So... we've got a list together the music team's looking at right now. Hopefully we can get that decided and get that out to you before our hiatus at the end of June. A lot of exciting things that the music team is looking at right now. And so we have a lot of good things coming up in the future. So the most exciting thing I think in going through this, we have the opportunity now through the night to have at least one contest song all the way through for July 4th. Think about that. That's impressive, gentlemen. And as I said, when I was traveling, I listened to the tapes, the recordings. Thank you, Tori, for doing that and getting them out so quickly. There's some good things out there, gentlemen. We just have to keep cleaning them up. Anything else for the good? Anything else happened exciting that we want to share? Or yes, Ed?
Just that we've got September 21, we had a meeting with the music educators. Brenton's in touch with Jay Dory. It's going to be a great day. We're probably 150 kids, and we're going to have a show, and we're going to start inviting people and letting them know. Sell tickets to that, whether they... students and their families come free, but we've got a big auditorium. We pay nothing for it, and so we're going to do tickets.
Who's our guest quartet?
Pardon?
Who is the
guest quartet? Is one and done. There are four young singers under 25 from Denver. They were fifth in the varsity contest last year at International. One of them directs the Long Mountain Chorus, and two of them have been the direct co-directors of the 5280 Youth Chorus in the Sound of the Rockies. They're going to be available to help coach kids And they're going to do a full show, so it should be a good night. So be thinking about that. September 21.
Mark that on your calendar as well. A lot of things coming up. Good things, yes.
Question. What's our commitment for the day?
Our commitment for the day, we're talking about the morning being a coaching session for the chorus, and the afternoon, if you're welcome to be there, the 5 o'clock will be the chorus working together with the kids. Grandview is going to be there, so it'll probably be like last year. We probably will not sing with them on the show. But anybody's welcome to be on the risers during the day. The kids have enjoyed that. We're expecting 150 kids, so the morning is definite commitment for the course for coaching. 1 o'clock, Jay Doherty will be doing a 1 hour tune it or die class, which is a something you will not want to miss. You're welcome to stay around the afternoon and be back for pizza and singing at 7 o'clock on the show.
The reason I asked is because 1 to 4 is Don Hagen's celebration of life.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Don Hagen's celebration.
Okay. All right. So
I just want to make sure we had the afternoon open because.
We'll have some flexibility there, it sounds like. Yeah. As we did last year. So
I'd say after 2 o'clock, if anybody can go, be there for that.
So, anything else?
I don't know whether I should bring this up now or at the meeting. If you noticed the obituaries, Vernon Bly just passed away. Old-timers might remember him.
Yeah. Okay. So,
he was in a quartet, and he has said in there he liked singing in barbershop. There's a long obituary in the
paper. Let's remember him.
Yeah.
Anything else before we start?
We sang at a businesswoman's dinner, and the lady sitting next to us said, "Oh, did you know what was his name? Newsom.
Jimmy
Newsom." She says, "Oh, I knew Jimmy Newsom. Love Barbershop."
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for doing that. And it's always good to hear those names pop up, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's kind of the impact we have. So, great. And we'll see what kind of other opportunities we can raise up here. We need to get our name out there, as we said. And let's use this, and we need to grow. And you want to grow. That's what you're telling us. So let's see what we can do to back that up as well. So June 17th is a great opportunity to start that again. Nothing else? I think, yes.
Are you going to have some kind of a little flyer for that? I'd like to hand that out to my church board.
We have not.
Flyer for what? The beer.
Just a one page with the date on it.
The beer thing you're talking about, right?
Beer.
The picnic?
Yeah.
Okay. The young gentleman has not developed that yet, but he probably could.
Yeah,
I mean, he basically, when he was talking to Brent in the initial meeting, he drew up the Facebook posting. So he's that quick. So I think we could get something if we approach him about that.
Okay.
So whatever you think helps, it's helpful to spread the word. I have no problem with that.